as you know, definitely you all know that in Islam, education is very important. Who knows, there is a very lovely hadith about education in Islam. Anybody of you?
I know in my language, just...
It is in Persian?
Yeah, it's Persian.
Okay, tell me, I'll translate in English.
حضرت محمد میفرمید که علم حاصل کردن بر مرد و زن مسلمان فرض است.
Okay, this brother knows one hadith about education that Prophet said achieving ilm, achieving knowledge is obligatory on every Muslim and Muslimah. So this is one of the hadiths in which Prophet said, yes, you have to achieve knowledge. And there's another hadith in which Prophet said, اطلبوا العلم من المهد إلى اللحم. Achieve knowledge from cradle till grave. You know, you are very small now, for example, achieving knowledge until you reach the grave. So knowledge is very important. Again, there is another hadith, اطلبوا العلم ولو بالسين. Achieve knowledge even if you had to go to China. Okay? It means even if you had to go very far, you have to go so far and achieve knowledge. That's very important. And we, especially Muslims, we should be the most knowledgeable people of the world. You know why? Because our Imam is Ali ibn Abi Talib. You know who is Ali ibn Abi Talib? And how knowledgeable was he? Imam Ali is he who, when he used to sit on the minbar, on the pulpit, he used to say, Saluni, saluni, qabla an taqidu. Ask me before you lose me. So we are followers of Ali ibn Abi Talib. So we Muslims should be the most knowledgeable people of the world. But now, how can I be knowledgeable? How can I achieve knowledge? Just by sleeping, just by playing football and games, and don't study? Is it possible? Is it possible?
No.
No? It's not possible. So what should we do? We should struggle. Struggle as much as you could. It's very important. Struggle is very, very, very important. If you struggle, you can do a lot of things. If you don't struggle, you cannot do even a simple thing. So this is a very lovely point. You should try to struggle and achieve more knowledge and try to be the best one in Australia and Brisbane. Not only in Brisbane, in Australia. Not only in Australia, and all over the world. You should be the best one. Don't say, oh no, it's very difficult. Nothing is difficult. Don't say it's not possible. Nothing is impossible. Everything is possible. You can do. Just struggle. Achieve knowledge, become big scientist, become, you know, big professor, become big doctor, become, you know, any subject you like. You know, it's not necessary to go in some special subject somebody forces, you know, unless you go to the subject which you like. But try to be the best one. This is your age. In this age, if you try and struggle, inshallah, definitely, you will see a good result after 5 years and 10 years. But there's another point. When you are going to the school, when you are going to study something, we have hadith from Prophet, if you want to achieve knowledge, you have to respect your teacher. This is very important. If you don't respect your teacher, you will not get that great knowledge which you should get. Respect your teacher. This is very important. And similarly, respect your parents. When you respect your parents, what will happen? Your parents will pray for you. And when they pray for you, their prayers are accepted for their children. And inshallah, you'll achieve even more than what you are struggling. Because your mother is praying for you. Because your father is praying for you. So try to be obedient to your parents. Listen what your dad is saying. Listen what your mother is saying. Listen to your parents. Listen to your teacher. Unless if they are saying something against Islam, that is another point. If, for example, your mother is saying, leave hijab, then you shouldn't listen to your mother, you should have listened to God. Okay? Or, for example, your dad is asking you, leave prayer. But alhamdulillah, we all are Muslim, your parents ask you to pray. Your mother asks you to do hijab instead of stopping you. So alhamdulillah, you have to follow your parents. You have to be obedient to your parents. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying in Quran. Be obedient to your parents. We have a very special verse in Quran in which Allah is saying, don't even say off to your parents. Sometimes, for example, you're sitting watching your cartoons and or talking with your friends, playing a game. Suddenly your mom came and said, darling, please can you throw this rubbish outside? You say, oh my God, I'm tired. I don't want to do it. No, don't say this kind of sentence. Don't even say off to your parents. You say, okay. Just 2 seconds, just throw the rubbish outside and come. Continue your job. So I told you 4 points. The first point, education is very, very, very important for you. Okay? You have to achieve knowledge. You have to try to be the most knowledgeable person, not only in Australia and all over the world. But how can you do that? By struggling. By struggling, by struggling, studying more and more. You have to struggle, the second point. The third point, after a struggle, you have to respect. Respect your teacher. If you want to achieve something, you have to respect your teacher. And also respect your parents so that they pray for you. And by their prayers, inshallah, you will reach to higher and higher stages. Inshallah. Salat ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
I think these 4 points are enough for you. If you just act according to these 4 points, inshallah, your life will be changed. And definitely, if you don't act according to these points, if you don't, study, if you don't achieve knowledge, and just sleep and just play your games, football and what other games or plays, then after 5 or 10 years, you see your friend is now a teacher in university, and you are nothing. He's earning $10,000 a month, and you don't even have $100 in your pocket. This will happen if you keep playing now and don't study, if you don't pay attention to your studies, if you don't achieve knowledge, then this is what happens. I've seen many people. You know, a friend, he was studying with me. So he was a good, very, very clever boy. But what happened? You know, after class 5, he left studying. Just playing and with not coming to the school, sometime coming, sometime not coming. After 10 years, now I saw that, he's very, very poor in his life. He's facing a lot of problems. But alhamdulillah, I continued my studies from 5, then I continued, alhamdulillah. Instead of living like him, now I'm living a very good life. So it's the same happens. If you just struggle, if you study, if you achieve knowledge, then inshallah, you will have a very, very, very successful life. Inshallah. And is anybody among you who doesn't like successful life? Is anybody here? You? Okay, salat ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.